This is Wade Rath, with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Over 1,000 State Department employees have signed the dissent cable over Trump's ban of 7 Muslim countries from entering the U.S. A medical mystery in India uncovers the unlikely killer of malnourished children who are eating lychee fruit on an empty stomach, leading to acute hypoglycemia or low blood glucose levels. FBI says the cost of victims of ransomware in the U.S. has risen to $209 million for the first 3 months of 2016, compared with $24 million throughout all of 2015. Animal welfare consumers face confusing standards because 3 nonprofit groups, the American Humane Association, Humane Farm Animal Care, and A Greener World, set their own standards for the practices needed to win certification with companies paying fees. In addition, Whole Foods established a global animal partnership with totally separate criteria. 1 billion of 9 million U.S. animals are certified. Florida Republican Governor Rick Scott threatened in his proposed state budget to cut off funding for improvements at the state's ports for any city that pursued deeper trade ties with Cuba. Democratic senators boycotted meetings of committees in order to delay confirmation votes of 3 proposed cabinet secretaries. Giant private equity company, the Blackstone Group, raised $1.5 billion for Invitation Homes public offering, which owns and rents more than 48,000 homes in 13 markets, many of them acquired in foreclosure purchases. NLRB General Counsel Richard Griffin said that his office concluded that scholarship football players in Division I private sector colleges and universities are employees under the NLRA with the rights and protections of that act. All this means that football players at private schools can organize unions if they choose, at least for now. Republican Senators Collins from Maine and Murkowski from Alaska have indicated they will not vote for Betty DeVos confirmation for Secretary of Education because of her failure to support public schools or understand the laws governing education, including special needs children. One more Republican defection kills her nomination. As expected, Republicans announced plans to introduce a national right-to-work bill in order to block payment of fees for union services in collective bargaining in states that allow that. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. Guinness Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.